That's fucking awesome.
I remember driving all night until the sun came up.
Just because we heard, like, there's another show? All right, let's go play that, too. And we literally...
I remember being stuck in the van, almost running out of gas on the highway whenever it was 12 hours.
Oh, my God. You, like, froze. Yeah, 12 hours in the van.
And then someone was driving.
It wasn't on, no air conditioning.
Someone was driving, and they were like, we can't move. I was like, just get out of the way. I'm going to fucking go in the medium. We got to get off here. And we remember we started driving, then we get off at the exit by driving on the side of the road, and we see like a Long John Silver, and everyone's like, I'm not fucking eating Long John Silver. I'm like, okay, we'll just keep driving. And there was no fucking other restaurant.
Dollar menu. Dude, Wendy's. Wendy's dollar menu.
99 cent menu at Wendy's.
I remember our brakes catching fire and smoking.
That also happened.
Tom did that to us.
That also happens.
Because we use them so much on the mountain.
Yeah.
Dude, you remember the first... Oh, same road. You remember the first time we all saw snow?
Yeah.
It was literally a patch on the side of the road. But we had never seen it, so we pulled over. It was like going down a mountain. But it was the first like patch of snow. It wasn't even as big as this small little room. But we like were throwing at each other.
I've still never seen snow from...
I remember seeing my first palm tree.
How about the first time you went over that bridge and saw New York City?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember yelling at everyone and then Josh getting mad at me for being loud because he was sleeping.
When we were driving through New York when we got there for the first time.
Me either.
You haven't?
I haven't.
Me either.
I called my mom. I called my mom. I was like, Mom, I'm in Brooklyn right now. I'll never
I remember going to Ground Zero and calling my mom and being like, Mom, I'm at Ground Zero, and it's so weird.
Ooh, the first time we played in New York was at Amityville, right? Amityville?
Yeah.
I went to the pizza spot. There's a pizza spot next door, and I was, like, walking into this place. So, like, there's this little kid walking towards me, and I opened the door for him, and I stood back. So I was just holding the door for this little kid, and he goes, he's literally, like, this big. He's no more than 10 years old. He goes, I'm walking in! And I was like... I'm just holding the door open for you. It was funny. The first time I ever talked to somebody from New York as this little kid talked shit to me. That's
funny. I also remember John driving over speed bumps in the Poughkeepsie parking lot like this.
Are we... on the end of this
sleeping.
Are we doing any... is it, like, course?
Oh, my God.
I remember getting our trailer stuck in a low clearance parking lot.
You heard the story about Josh going through the bank, like, teller thing to, like, drop off money, but he was pulling the trailer, and the wheel well slammed into the side of the bank. It was a big deal.
You know what happened after that? He wouldn't go inside and talk to them, so me and Jeremy had to go inside and talk to them.
Yes, and he did it.
He's the one that did it, but he wouldn't go in and fix what he did. Because he was nervous. He's like, I don't want to get in trouble, man. And we're like, well, we have to talk to them. We can't leave. I was so pissed.
Oh my God.
Remember that redneck broke our windshield?
Yes. Redneck. Oh, I was sleeping in there when he did that.
I was mad
sleeping
about
in the van.
That.
This really happened. This, all
that's
of a sudden.
That's really lyric, dude, sleeping in the van.
I woke up, like, scared. And then, literally, within 2 seconds of me waking up, sitting up, I'm looking out the front window. A fucking wrench or something.
Lawnmower blade.
Flies through the front of the van.
It was a lawnmower blade for sure.
I woke up literally 2 seconds before, in a panic. Knowing something was about to happen. It was so weird. Then everybody ran over the van to check on me, and bless our broken heart, chased him.
Bobby was fucking going crazy. Like, I've never seen him
run
that fast.
He ran after him, didn't he?
Yeah, he fucking went crazy and ran down the fucking street. We left the van on. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah, we slept with it in idle. And everybody used to talk crap to us about doing it. It wasted a lot of... gas, but I mean, it was awesome.
Well, it wasn't a waste of gas because it was cheaper than a hotel room.
Our van.
I'll give you that.
Our van was on for the first 5 years.
Just straight, dude. When we were stopped, it was
not
on.
Kidding.
And everyone's like, "You shouldn't leave your van on like that." And we're like, "Why? We've done it all that we've done it this long. Who cares?" And then it broke down.
Yep.
And then the engine. And then a piston shot through the engine in California. We had to get a new one. No, it's like you hear this here.